CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, we're go.
Good morning, Sheta. The main point. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, today opens the first African High-Level Science Summit on Brain Economy, Brain Health and Brain Capital at the behest of the Head of State. Out of the country, Kamala Harris's running mate Tim Walz formally accepts vice presidential nomination at Rucker's Democratic Convention. Those are the headlines, now the news in full. We start with this press release. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, will, on behalf of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, preside over the official opening ceremony of the first African High-Level Science Summit on Brain Economy, Brain Health and Brain Capital, scheduled to take place at the Yaounde Conference Center this Thursday, the 22nd of August 2024, from 3 p.m. The press release is signed by the Director of Cabinet at the Prime Minister's Office, Balungeli Confiance Ebune. Meanwhile, the interim UN Resident Coordinator in Cameroon has come to the end of his mission. Siaka Koulibaly, who has served in the capacity for close to a year, was in the Star Building yesterday to say goodbye to the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute. In the same light, the Swiss ambassador to Cameroon, Martin Schrupp, equally met with the Head of Government to officially say goodbye after serving in Cameroon for 3 years. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam tells us more.
Goodbye, some say, is a chance to express gratitude for friendship and support. This was very much the case when the Prime Minister, Head of Government, received the outgoing resident UN coordinator at interim for one final audience. Joseph Dion Gute and Siaka Koulibaly counted the work done by the UN system in collaboration with the government of Cameroon for the past 12 months. The result gave reasons to celebrate. Siaka Koulibaly, outgoing UN resident coordinator at interim.
I can cite, among other, our contribution toward the achievement of the national development priorities and our work with some of the ministries, like the ministries of external relations, where we had what we call the dialogue politique structuré, and that was focused on environment and climate change. And then also our support to some of the national development priorities, including on the social side, the health, education, and also notwithstanding our efforts were also toward support to the humanitarian response plan and within the region affected by the crisis, and together with our partners, and also to accompany the effort deployed by the government of Cameroon.
From one farewell to another, with yet the same sense of fulfillment, the audience which the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, accorded the outgoing Swiss ambassador to Cameroon was equally a time to count the fruits of good collaboration. Martin Straub, outgoing Swiss ambassador to Cameroon.
Switzerland and Cameroon have long-standing relations, very good relations. I wanted to continue these relations and strengthen them in certain areas, as for instance in the area of health, but also in culture. We did some activities, and I also wanted to pave the way for Swiss companies to come here in this country, which has a lot of potential.
Be it the outgoing resident UN coordinator Siaka Koulibaly or the outgoing Swiss ambassador to Cameroon, Martin Straub, both expressed the hope that their replacements will continue fostering fruitful collaboration with the government of Cameroon. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts, Achille Basilking III, will today have an audience with the interim UN Resident Coordinator in Cameroon from 11 a.m. in Yaounde. The Minister of Labour and Social Security, Grégoire Wonner, will today chair a signing ceremony for a national collective convention for the maintenance of seaports. The event begins at 11:30 a.m. at the Ministry of Labour and Social Security in Yaounde. In a related development, the Director General of the Douala Port Authority has pledged the institution's full support to the efforts being made by the government to rehabilitate and reinstate the Garoua port. Cyrus Ngor was speaking after a visit to the dilapidated Garoua port. Julius Neba reports.
During the working visit, the North Region's chief executive and the director generals of some public and parapublic institutions were taken aback as the Garowa City Council officials presented an eyesore nature of the port since its abandonment some 6 decades ago and counting. In the face of this deplorable state of affairs and the need to render the Garowa port fully functional once more, the director general of the Douala Port Authority, Cyrus Ngo, says they have taken the commitment to provide their expertise in rendering the Benue River navigable again. Everyone knows that the Douala Port Authority is the government's expert body in this area, and we have around 50 years of experience in the field, and everyone knows the impact that a port can have in an economy. And particularly in the case of Garowa, it is a question of making the North Region's capital city the economic hub in the sub-Saharan region.
Le poumon économique de l'ensemble des trois régions.
From the Garowa port, the Minipart officials and their partners in development involved in the process of the restitution and appropriation of studies carried out on the Benue River, the Lagdo Lake and the Maga Lake in the far north region, then took a trip to the Lagdo hydroelectric power plant, given that the project also involves boosting the capacity of electricity supply of the Lagdo Dam, addressing clandestine fishing activities in and around the Lagdo Lake, while promoting innovative agricultural activities through the lake's irrigation water supply system. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garowa.
Elsewhere, some 200 women from various sectors and backgrounds are to meet in Yaoundé today to acquire the skills that are required to be a successful leader in this era of the information and communication technologies. The one-day event, which is in its third edition, is an initiative of a humanitarian organization known as Bella Meridian Group, and focus this year is on women leaders navigating leadership complexities in a digital world. The president of the Bella Meridian Group, Mrs. Yanwo Bertha Yibela, says the women are going to improve their skills in some key leadership areas. Take a listen.
We will have 4 innovative tables. Table 1 will be talking about leadership styles. We'll compare the traditional leadership styles with the new leadership styles. And you know that with the new leadership style, the leader must have strong communication skills. They will learn about several skills. The second table will be talking about motivation and leadership. What happens when you motivate somebody? Is that all about leadership? What next? The third table will be talking about trust. For you to be an inspirational leader, you must trust yourself and you must trust others. We need to know who you are, what you do, your intentions. We'll also talk about organizational trust. If you get to an organization, you must align with the rules and regulations, with the culture of that organization. And we'll also talk about the market trust. When you take your products to the market, you must brand yourself. And then the last table will be about inspiration. After motivation, which leader are you? So the participants on that table will learn about inspirational leadership.
The Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidun Part, will hold talks with an opera artist, Akwa P. Antoine, and the president of the Esono Ella Foundation, Christian Mwabulunga, today in Yaoundé. This will be during a meeting scheduled at 11 a.m. at the Ministry of Arts and Culture. A book titled Cameroon and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, A Look at Strategic Cooperation, will be presented to some members of the public in Yaoundé today. This will be during a book launch event billed for 9 a.m. at Hotel La Falaise. Members of the National Observatory for Natural Hazards meet today to review, among other issues, the path covered to improve risk prevention and management as well as governance. This will be during a meeting to be held at the Ministry of Territorial Administration in Yaoundé from 11 a.m. And in news out of the country, Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz has led fellow Democrats in a political pep rally, vowing that he and presidential running mate Kamala Harris would triumph over Republican Donald Trump in November's U.S. election. This was on night 3 of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, during which he formally accepted the Democratic vice presidential nomination. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, in his 12th consecutive speech, hailed Harris as extraordinary and took aim at Donald Trump, who he says creates chaos. Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, also praised Harris and thanked Joe Biden for his service, while Oprah Winfrey made a surprise appearance on stage, telling the raucous crowd to remember the upcoming U.S. presidential election is about freedom. And finally, in sport, Lekie Fi Football Club of Yaoundé and Tout-Puissant Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo will this Friday battle for lone ticket of the UNIFAC Women's CAF Champions League qualifier. The match to take place at Stade de Matsi in Kinshasa is a must-win game for Lekie Fi following their goalless draw with CSM Diable Noir of Congo in their second outing of the tournament yesterday. And that's the end of the news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.